AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A royal rally in Kansas City for the World Series champs.
Is this a baseball town?
Catcher Salvatore Perez, the MVP, thanked fans who lined the parade route.
Today, we're the number one in the whole world, guys. Thank you!
Thousands of people lined the streets of Albuquerque, New Mexico today for the funeral procession of a slain officer who died from wounds sustained during a traffic stop. A white police officer has been cleared by a Memphis grand jury in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old black man during a fight at a traffic stop. An Arkansas police officer has been arrested after authorities say he shot himself, then staged a crime scene claiming he was shot during a traffic stop. New Hampshire authorities say an 18-year-old clocked at traveling at 101 miles per hour on Interstate 93 South near Concord told police he was late for class. Iran's supreme leader says the slogan "Death to America" wasn't meant to be taken literally.
In a discussion with students about the 1979 seizure of the U.S. Embassy that was reported on his official website, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei explained the chants don't mean death to the American people, but rather death to U.S. policies and arrogance.
I guess it's better than the alternative.
Here at the White House, a bemused press secretary, Josh Earnest, said for the administration, really, it's Iranian deeds that are important.
Take a close look at their actions and not be distracted by their words.
And he says a key test will be how well Tehran adheres to the international deal curbing its nuclear program. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Dow gained 89 points for a second straight day of gains. This is AP Radio News. We're learning more about what life was like for comedian Robin Williams before he took his own life last year.
Robin Williams' widow says she believes her husband ended his life because he faced a difficult future with the medical problems that were hitting him. Susan Williams tells ABC's Good Morning America she believes her husband would have been dead within 3 years because he had Parkinson's disease and because he had signs of Lewy body dementia, a condition that showed up in his autopsy. And even those years, she said, would have been hard years for him. Williams says she believes her husband's suicide was his way of saying no to all of that. She says she doesn't blame him for taking his life. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A woman in charge of Bobby Christina Brown's care at a hospice in Duluth, Georgia, where she died, was impersonating a nurse and faces charges that include identity fraud and nursing without a license. A fire has damaged the Hollywood home of singer Johnny Mathis, who says only a few mementos were spared. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.